بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد السمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عن ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصادقين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصادقين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله بعد فضل الله أن جريس أن مرسي فالله تبارك وتعالى لمدة رمضان إن شاء الله. It didn't pass, but we didn't fail, we passed it, inshallah. We all passed the month of Ramadan. Whatever amal you're doing in the month of Ramadan, to whatever extent. Hazrat Wala says that your dua became stronger, continue with dua. Quran tilawat, liberty of reading, continue with that. And we judge our Ramadan, post Ramadan, we judge upon pre Ramadan. Pre Ramadan, how was my amal? That now at least I increase it a little bit. One extra ruku. One extra page of Quran tilawat. A little bit extra tasbihat, dhikr, 1 minute more dua, I progressed. Shouldn't be now, I'm waiting for big results. So I feel now it wasn't big results, so I failed. Definitely not. The energy, the strength, the courage, the himmat, tawfiq is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala allowed now one extra page, one extra line, alhamdulillah. I mean, shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I mean, shukr Allah ta'ala increases it. So we don't put our goals also too high. That we can't reach it, we feel now I can't make it. I thought now I'll do so much after Ramadan, can't make it now. So I just fall down. Just to increase one extra line, one extra page, extra ruku. Now one of our satis in Medina Munawara, alhamdulillah, how he was explaining. So he says, alhamdulillah, he says, and now Hazrat Wala explains also, that it is the haqq of the Quran, Hanafi Mazhab, Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali says, it is the haqq of Quran Sharif that we make two khatams in a year, minimum two khatams in a year. Minimum two khatams in a year we do make. So he says that I calculate my khatams, I read one ruku every day. I read one ruku every day. And then he says, now I made a tartib that every quarter I try and come here for Umrah. So if I know I'm going now by this certain date, then I just pick up my Quran tilawat more, then I say I finish it in Medina Munawwara or Makkah Mukarramah. So not only that, he said when I come back from Umrah also, then I sew two new kurtas for my next safar. And I keep it in the cupboard. One for Makkah Sharif, one for Medina Munawwara. So when I come, I wear it here. Then when I go back home, then I sew two more and I keep it. Nek, you call it Nek Fali, good omen. But ya Allah, I'm going back again. Then he said, when I come to Medina Munawwara, the new kurta, even the undergarments, so even that is new. Everything is new now. I came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahimahullah, every time before going to Medina Munawwara, then he used to go to the dentist. The dentist asked him, how come every time you're coming? Then we Medina Sharif next week. So I come for a cleanup. I'm going to make to salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who Allah ta'ala's bandas are, how they preparing the Quran tilawat, the khatams. So what a goal to set now. Ya Allah, this khatam I'm going to finish in the Roda Mubarak. This khatam I'm going to finish in the Mataf. This khatam on the day of Jumu'ah in the Haram of Makkah. Just by making those intentions, Allah will open the way. Because now, my life has become deen. Every day when I'm reading my Quran Sharif, my Azza says to the demand of Iman. That every day I think of Makkah Sharif, Medina Munawwara, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, my heart goes there. And you see, when the heart goes there, let the camera of the heart go there, and let the heart stop there also, let the camera stop there. You won't take out your phone for that. It's got to do with the heart. So let the heart go. Let enjoy it with the heart now. And they make the niyas, Ya Allah, when I'm there, then I finish my Quran khatam. Now, that's why over and over again also we are saying, doesn't mean I'm going over again, I'm accepted. Today one hadith I told you also, said, MashaAllah, going for Umrah, Allah Ta'ala accepted. I said, not necessarily. Not necessarily you are going, you are accepted. You know, when you go in Jamaat also, spend 40 days, but 40 days no ta'alim, you slept through, woke up Zuhr time. They say, but MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala accepted you, but he slept through it. Went to Nizamuddin, arriving also, no amal. There's no amal, but he said, he did 4 months. Wasn't came for i'tikaf also, there too he's sleeping, he said, he got accepted every year i'tikaf. But i'tikaf now is just a get away from the wife also. I have a nice snooze in the morning at least. Nobody will trouble me. I got a tent also, and lights are out, and I can relax. Nobody will trouble me. So it doesn't mean I'm accepted. Going to the Mubarak places means that I have to do the amal of acceptance. But such amal by means of which Allah Ta'ala will accept me. Boy goes to Darul Uloom also, 6 years he's there. Doesn't mean he's accepted. He has to do the amal of acceptance. Allah Ta'ala must accept me. I am in Darul Uloom. Do the amal. How many a boy will come to madrasa also, miss farz namaz. Except to the farz namaz, or just missed it, sitting in the wuzu khana, talking with the friends and the boys, and miss namaz. Namaz became qada, or making jamaat on their own. So it happens, these things. But doesn't mean now I'm accepted. Do the amal of acceptance. So the month of Ramadan passed by me, Allah Ta'ala accept all the amal, all the ibadat, all the du'as, and Allah Ta'ala give us istiqamat. So to whatever extent we can make it. So to make some goals in this way, Ya Allah, my Quran khatam now, I'll make it a dead date. And I work towards it. Work towards it and make du'a for that goal of ours also. As we mentioned before, Zaki Maqtasab Rahimullah would say also, that to do any amal, you need the himmat also. You need the courage. To do amal, you need the courage. To pluck up the courage, now I need to do this. I have to do the amal. To read my Quran Sharif. To make my dhikr. Read my munajat. Wake up for tahajjud. Ramadan is waking up for seri. Now tahajjud becomes difficult. Even 2 rakats. 10 minutes left. Read the 2 rakats. Whether I'm doing it on the, whatever scale I'm doing it. But here very importantly, Hazrat would say, that to do this amal, you need the courage. The himmat, the inside. That ba'ithul amal, dafi'ul amal, the catalyst must be there. So it won't just happen. So when you make intention, Ya Allah, I want to do it, I want to do it, I want to do it. And then I fall down. See, the whole day went, and the whole week went, I didn't do it. So Hazrat will say, did you make dua to do it? I'm only making niyat, but I'm not making dua. So dua is very powerful. Allah Ta'ala gives the command, u'uni, make dua. وَقَالْ رَبُّكُمْ u'uni. Allah Ta'ala says, make dua. Then he would say, rahimahullah, they make dua, Ya Allah, the himmat and the courage that you have kept within me to do amal, Ya Allah, give me the ability to exploit that courage, to use it to the full. Otherwise, the courage that you've got within you, is that used in the correct direction, then it will be used in the incorrect direction. Like how Walayna al-Hassan sahab, rahimahullah, would say, Rajib al-Padiyah would say, rahmatullah alayh. He says, if you did not make intention to use your car in the path of Allah, what's the benefit of the car? It's a burden. Qiyamah will be a burden. The business you put it not for the sake of Allah, this will become a fitnah for you. He says, your wife also, you got married with no intention of being partners in deen, then it's dunya. He says, what's the use, what's the value of those things that you have, all those assets? Is that for the deen of Allah? Then it's going to be used in the Then Hazrat would mention also that if your nikah wasn't for the sake of Allah, then leave the wife being only a money spending machine, she'll become a barrier to your deen also. She'll block your deen because you didn't make niyat. The business will do the same thing. Instead of taking all the money into it, it'll become a barrier for your salah also. It'll become a barrier, an obstacle for your jannat also. They want the use of this life. My life is getting wasted. Where it's supposed to be invested is far from there. And I'm just carrying on with life. And Mawla Abu Hassan, Ali Nadir Rahmatullah says, that if a person is leading that type of life without connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he says, this is not life, this is death. You're already dead. This is slumber. And the person's life spent in slumber and sleep, do you call that life? Is that life? So your entire life you slept. Never awoke to reality. It was a deception. whether my vehicle, whether my home, whether my sustenance, whether my business, now for the sake of Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my life is going to waste. Then the qabr wasn't going to happen. There's nothing waiting there for me. So Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding that you have to make this dua also. Dear Allah, the himmat and the courage you have given me. And now, person may say, but you know, I'm weak. Can't do it. Then Hazrat will say, they look at your dunya status. How much you give it to dunya? It shows the courage that you're supposed to be using for your deen is being used there. See how far you've gone in dunya. How much you know of dunya? Open any topic, and alhamdulillah, you can talk. Any topic, person can talk. Any country, any topic, currency, whatever it may be. Any can talk, politics he can talk. So it shows the courage now where he's using it, which departments. He knows so much of dunya. So much of dunya, so it shows the amount of courage he has. And those that go outdoors, adventure, how much more they have now. We can be going here, then we're going to do that, then we're going to purchase this. And then this for example now, whether a person is going fishing, whether he's going shooting, whether he's going surfing, whether he's going whatever it is, and how deep they get involved with these hobbies. How deep they get this caliber, this type, and that type, and all different types. They know it from A to Z. So it shows the amount of courage that's supposed to be used for deen is used over here. Then Hazrat will explain what he's using in permissible things. And then other is using the courage in haram things. And knowing now I'm using my courage in doing haram things with a great possibility that I might get caught also, but I'm still doing it. I know I get caught, I have a family problem, and I know that the day Allah is going to punish me, but I'm still doing it. Now how gutsy is not that person? So much of a courage you got. Knowing I might get caught, Allah Pak look at me, but I'm still doing it. As the Kim Sahib will say, rahmatullahi alayhi, now that person, imagine now, if he uses that amount of courage for deen, where he'll fly? What extent he'll reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Because so much of courage to do the wrong, knowing I can get caught, I'm getting sin for this. All he has to do is make imala, just to divert it to the right path and see what he can do then, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding inshaAllah. Now the month of Ramadan has come to an end, the days of Hajj have begun already. The friends of Allah, when Shawwal starts already there, has go to Baytullah. Now the months of Hajj already have begun. These are big days, Ashhurul Hurum. These are sacred months. Amal, the rewards of Amal are increased. So the Hajj is connected to Baytullah now. So for a believer, he's always connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala via Quran Sharif, via Dhikr, via Da'wat, some 40 days, 4 months, via Baytullah. So the whole day is connected somewhere to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There's no break. And we don't want a break also. Once you take a break, what happens? Get broken also. Then the whole silsila gets broken. So we want to be connected all the time. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq inshallah that we keep the connection alive. And Allah Ta'ala wants the connection. That's what you have to understand. Allah Ta'ala wants that connection. We feel now there's a block. There's no block. Allah Ta'ala wants to give it to us. We are putting the block. Allah wants to give it. We are putting the block. One person came to Shaykh Yunus Jumpuri rahmatullah alayhi, was a Shaykh al-Hadith at Saharanpur Darul Uloom. And he told him that I feel in my heart that Allah Ta'ala is very upset with me. I feel things aren't right. I don't feel comfortable right now. Things aren't opening up. I feel Allah Pak is upset with me. That all avenues are closing. And one way how avenues close is because we abandon the sunnat way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When by choice we adopt for non-sunnat, then Allah Ta'ala closes the doors. Because the sunnat way, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you say you love Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then follow me. By following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, I will love you. I will forgive your sins. So if you don't make فَاتَّبِعُونِ, don't follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah will say, you don't have love for me, I don't have love for you also. The doors will close, there will be tension now. Now there will be stress. And by choice now, I'm not adopting the sunnah. By choice, I'm going away from the sunnah. So the doors will close. The doors will close. No sunnah, lifestyle, dressing, eating, drinking, all these things. You might think small sunnah, but all these are great sunnahs. So Shaykh Yunus Jumpuri rahmatullah alayhi told him, there possibly there's some shortcoming in the sunnahs of your life. But just to open that blockage, says do some amal, which is a basic amal. Just do the amal with the intention of fulfilling a sunnah and do it in the sunnah way. That's all. Just do it one time, one amal only. Do only one amal with the intention of doing it because it is sunnah in the sunnah way. This is what must I do? Now we think, now, Allah, what I must do? Do a simple thing. Alright. Pour a glass of water, which normally you don't drink at that time. But drink a glass of water with the intention of sunnah, that my Nabi also drank water, and I'll drink it according to sunnah. With all the six sunnahs of drinking water, head covered, bismillah, sitting down, three breaths, praising Allah, doing dua after water. He has asked us also one time. He says, what is the dua after drinking water? Everybody is looking now. He says, alhamdulillah, all of us are drinking so much water in a day. We're rehydrating, walking around with small jojo tanks also. So much of water, in the car there's water, in the house water, in the classroom there's water. But when was the last time we read the sunnah dua for drinking water? We just say alhamdulillah. But we read it in maktab. Alhamdulillah, الذي saqani adaban faratan barahmatihi walam yaj'alhu milhan wujajan bidhunubina. If I don't know the dua, go learn it tonight with the intention to make amal upon it. We don't know that one sunnah dua will open so many avenues. Just reading the dua one time with love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat told you, just go drink a glass of water, which normally you don't drink, with the intention of the six sunnats. Then I drank the glass of water. Came back sometime with Hazrat, and he's shining and he's brooming and he's beaming. So what happened? He says that the connection has opened up. And one glass of water with all the sunnats. One glass of water with all the sunnats. This is the value Allah Ta'ala has for one sunnat. But myself, whether I have that value, whether eating on the floor, eating three fingers, how long we're trying to explain to the Saathis which three fingers to eat with. When you sit down to eat, it's still the last three fingers we're eating with. The first three, we just can't get it right. Eating with three fingers, how to lick the fingers, sunnat way also. The children know it, we don't know it. So they're forgetting also, we don't make mudhakara in the house. Then the wastage also, all that is coming. So all against the sunnah, what's going to happen? The doors are going to close. Rosy will come with no barakat. Tension, will come with tension and stress. Do the simple sunnah, which is powerful. Allah says, I love you. You made amal upon the one sunnah, I love you. Imam Abu Dawood, rahmatullah alayh, was the author of Abu Dawood Sharif, which we teach in the final year. He mentioned about him, was at the seashore, at the harbor, the docks. And the passengers boarded the ship. And as they were setting out to sail, one of them sneezed. And he said, alhamdulillah. So Imam Abu Dawood heard alhamdulillah. And he wanted to reply, yarhamukallah. But that ship sailed away. So he found a little boat with the person who was in charge of the boat. He jumped in. And he paid him 2 dirhams. Quickly, catch up with that ship. So he caught up with it. As he caught up, he replied, yarhamukallah. He replied to him. So the unseen a voice came and said, oh Abu Dawood, you purchased Jannah for 2 dirhams. You purchased Jannah for 2 dirhams. One sunnah only. This one sunnah, Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. Although he's a compiler of a hadith kitab, which you teach in the final year, but in one sunnah. So Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding, my dear brothers. These sunnahs aren't small. To bring one sunnah in my life, at least every day, one dua at least. One dua at least I learn, one sunnah I implement in my life. Story like this, Allah will open. They say, good amal pulls a good amal. One sunnat will pull another sunnat. How many du'as we have to learn still? We forgot our maktab du'as. Whether masjid, entering, leaving, wudu, sajjat, ilawat, du'as also. And so many du'as that we have to learn. But we know, when those things come on the groups, no time to see it. No time to see those messages there. Why is it too long, or the print is too small or something? But the T's and C's will see it. T's and C's apply, then we've got to check now whether it's refundable, this contract or this thing I purchased now. How many days now I go to, then I will check it. But when it comes to dua, the thing wasn't right, or no time to check that group over there. But all other groups we are checking. That group won't help me in my qabr. There's one dua, that's why we have to put for the brothers there. By read the dua one time, at least making amal upon the sunnah. Read it one time at least. read it at least one time. Whether we open the message to see it, to read it one time, there's a time to read it. Whether it's storming, whether it's raining, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, it's a sunnah for every time. Now the best way to remember the sunnah is to make amal upon it, teach others the sunnah also. Make muzakara at home with the children. Ask them, you know this dua, let's learn this dua together. Ask the wife, you know this dua, let's learn the dua together. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah. Together with that, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, and coming out from the month of Ramadan, if one thing comes into our life, the reality of life, and this we've been mentioning for my own benefit also, for all this takabbur and pride and arrogance and bad akhlaqi and all the laziness to come out from our life, Hazrat says, there's one thing just comes into our life, is that I'm a slave of Allah and Allah is my master. If I remember this all the time, if I can't remember Allah is my master, at least I remember that I'm the slave. That will make such a difference in my life, my walk also will change. I started walking like a slave also. And try it, my dear brothers. Just try it. As I walk normally and I drive normally, let the thought just come to mind, I'm a slave only. See how your driving will change also. See how your walking will change also. Hold on, I must walk like one slave, not like one boss. I must drive also. Get into the car, is the name of Allah. Yeah, I'm a slave. And one step forward as we... One incident we always enjoy mentioning about it, the real master and the fake master. We'll repeat it. About that slave that worked for his master. And every night he would take permission from his master and tell him that after he finishes his chores in the house, give me permission for the night, I'll come back in the morning, and in exchange for this night I will give you one gold coin. But the master would permit him to leave every night. But then it came into the master's mind, where is he going at night? Coming back with a gold coin every night. He's doing some chori business, dakugiri. He's doing some highway robbery, breaking into people's homes. What's he doing? Oh, in those days now, the slave, we had different types of slaves. Mukatab, Mudabbar, Umul Walad, all different types of slaves we had. But some slaves were Mukatab slaves. Some slaves were ma'adhun fi tijara. They were permitted to do tijarat also. Business. So they would do some business. So maybe he's doing some business, I didn't give him permission. He's making some money sideline. So that one light, specific light, the master went behind him to see where he's going. So he sees after he finishes all his chores, he takes his musalla and leaves the house. Then he goes to a local qabristan. Enters there, goes to a quiet corner, which is absolutely dark, opens his musalla, and starts his qiyamul layl, tahajjud namaz. The whole night, right till fajr. In love with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And just before Subh Sadiq sets in, Fajr time sets in, the Hajj time ends, then he starts up, raises his hands and he says, oh my supreme master, oh my supreme and real master, give me one gold coin for my fake master. From the skies, one gold coin will fall into his hand. And like this he would give his master every night. So that night when the master went with him, so when the slave left the Qabristan, the master delayed a bit. But in that salah of his, where he was going, where he was traveling also. So when the master came up from the Qabristan, he was in a foreign land. So he asked a horse rider, where am I right now? I live in a certain place. He says, you live there, there's 2 months journey from here. So how do I get back there? He says, go back where you came from. Possibly there were two angels. So he went back, waited for the night. The slave comes again, opens the musalla. Starts his salah again. By morning he makes dua again, Ya Allah, O my supreme and real master, give me one gold coin for my fake master. And one gold coin falls into his hand. And in that now, that master got a bit excited and he made some sounds. So the slave turns and he sees the master there. Then he says, O my supreme and real master, now the secret is out. The secret love affair with you is out, now call me unto you. This is kalima and he departs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So here Hazrat says, if you can't remember Allah being the supreme master, at least remind myself I'm the fake slave. Ya Allah, I'm the fake slave. My salah is fake. Quran tilawat is fake. Everything of mine is fake. Ya Allah, you make it real. If I just live in this fear, as if myself overconfident, and yet this, alhamdulillah. Allah shukran. Then it's all fake. Don't know whether it was right. You are the supreme, a real master. Allah make me a real slave. Now just remember this one point. This is the crux. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, Maqami Abdiyat. Maqami Abdiyat Abd. To become the slave of Allah. Once this comes into my life, when I'm walking into my empire, my business, Ya Allah, I'm on fake slave here, it's your amanat. I'm only looking after it. Whether it's my vehicle, whether I'm driving also. It's like a joke, a fake slave driving a smart car. Ya Allah, how this happened? Aye, let me drive a car like this. I'm on fake only, but Allah gave it to me. Allah gave it to me. So then a person realizes, really I'm nobody. Ya Allah, you're everything. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani. Ya Allah, you're my Rabb. So when you say, Allahumma anta rabbi, how does that say in English? Ya Allah, you are my real supreme master. Rabbi, you are my supreme master, wa ana abduk, I'm your fake slave. Ya Allah, make me real. Make my amal real also. Then my salah also. There's no time to twitch and to play around. I'm a fake one. Just tell me, Ya Allah, make it real for me. My dua also. Then my entire life will become. Eating also, I won't forget Bismillah. Now, slowly, slowly, I focus my mind on this. Ya Allah, make me a real slave. Now I'm connected to Allah. Slowly, slowly, Allah will give us the opportunity now to, from the attention from ourselves, to go into Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then, Muhammad Sula Khan Sahib will say, that every breath will become Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, you're everything to me. You're everything to me. Then, I won't even think anything of myself, not even thinking of myself also. One is thinking nothing of myself, and one is not even thinking of myself. I'm a non-entity. I'm nothing. Allah, you're everything. When Allah becomes everything, then our Kaaba will say, whole dunya becomes blind to you, becomes deaf to you, becomes dumb to you. And I dress for Allah, I eat for Allah, I live for Allah, I breathe for Allah, I earn for Allah, everything is only for Allah. Even the masturat also, when they come to their clothing, doesn't matter who's wearing it. I dress for Allah. I'm living for Allah. It's not about myself. If you understand this, now we can understand myself also, how much we are living only for ourselves. And how much we are living for others to see us. But when this realization will come into me, then I'll forget myself also. Allah will become everything. And I'm living on borrowed time, on borrowed clothing, on borrowed air, borrowed water, everything is borrowed. Allah has just given it to me. Then Hazrat says, your entire life from head to toe will become shukr to Allah. Allah, shukr, you gave me existence. Shukr, you gave me existence and you allowed me to make sajda only and only to you. Because I don't deserve that also. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq to be rahman, inshallah. Mexico. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Kareem Rahim Allah, most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, O most supreme Allah, Ya Allah, your real master, O my Allah, you're the supreme master, O my Allah, O my Allah, we are the fake slaves, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, then too you give us so much in our fake amal, O my Allah, O my Allah, make us real slaves, O my Allah, that swim in the ocean of your muhabbat and your love, give us your true muhabbat, O my Allah, give us ishq for you, true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our lives be, Allah, in your ibadat, O my Allah. Everything is only for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our living, our dying, our breathing, O my Allah. Everything be for only for your pleasure, O my Allah. Grant us your consciousness, Ya Allah. Grant us your nisbat, O my Allah. Grant us your closeness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to use our himmat, Ya Allah, our courage in your obedience, O my Allah. Save us from your disobedience. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, O my Allah. Give our families hidayat, our children hidayat. Jela on Ibozo, friends or family members in the Ummah to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jela protect the Ummah to Ummah, assist the Ummah to Ummah, grant victory to the Ummah to Ummah, establish a deen in every corner of the world. Jela and use us as a means for the soul, Kareem Rahim Allah. Jela protect the Muslims around the world. Jela in Palestine, Ummah, keep the masjid open, Al Aqsa, Ummah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, bring deen alive, Ya Allah, in every corner of the world, O my Allah. Allah, protect the Muslims, O my Allah, protect the wealth, protect the health, protect the iman, the amal, the izzat, and the abru, O my Allah. O my Allah, keep us with afiyat, O my Allah, keep us with afiyat in your obedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, that everything be only and only for you, O my Allah, that we live for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that don't ever forget you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the feet of to read Quran Sharif every day, O my Allah. To make all our salah and takbir, ula, safi, awwal. Our families at home, O my Allah. Read our salah in a manner that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Make our children musallis, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bring salah, sunnahs in every home, every Muslim home in the world. Give us tawfiq to strive in your path, O my Allah. The months of Hajj have begun, O Kareem and Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, take us all to Baytullah over and over again, O my Allah. Show us the great doom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us to Masjid al-Aqsa. وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله we شكر for all your ni'mas and bounties you have given us, O my Allah, the ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of Islam, the ni'mat of being ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from haram, O my Allah, save us from riba, O my Allah, save us from zina, O my Allah, keep us in halal, O my Allah, save us from all who sin that displease you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, an asset to the ummat, Ya Allah. They said, how many one, O my Allah? Ya Allah, make us a rahmat to everyone around us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tab 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Amin.